don't start answer over. What kind of questions. What are you talking about?
What am I doing?
What are you doing, Wynn?
What have you been doing?
I'm talking on the phone.
Well, yeah, well, you called me. And I love you. I just thought I'd let you talk to Dr. Bell, me, and Joe Gardner.
Who's speaking on the line also?
This is Wynn Free. He's my guru.
I'm not his guru.
Yes, yes, the Don Wynn, actually
has
the guru.
You can call me whatever you want. But listen, we're not on the air, are we?
No. Do you want to be on the air?
I wouldn't put it past you. Who knows, you know?
No, but I could put us on the air. In fact, here we go. Five,
okay,
four, three, two, one. And yes, folks, we're live. We're live from the studio of BBS Radio. We're doing some equipment testing, but a lot of us are here. Dr. Bell, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Don. How have you been?
And Wynn, I hear I'm doing great, but I hear that you invited someone else named Wynn Free on the program with us, didn't you, Dr. Bell?
Yeah, I miss my buddy Wynn Free. He hasn't been down here to see me at all.
Hey, Fred.
How you doing, man?
Do you know it's 11:11 right now?
Yeah.
Okay, we just got on the air at 11:11.
That's really good.
That means something. I don't know what, but...
No, I think it's way cool, man. I miss you. I've been listening to your show. You and Don have been great lately.
Oh, thank you.
I listen to your show before I, do mine to make sure how the wind is blowing. I'm going to do my show.
I think we get all our listeners because everybody listens to us waiting for you.
Yeah, well, I think they listen to you to see if if it's good enough for me to be on.
Well,
hey, you know what I told Don last Saturday night? I said, you guys are so goddamn hot. You should have a television series. You guys are hot. I mean, seriously, you guys are really cool.
See, he's actually talking about your ass.
What?
Wynn's butt.
Yeah. No, Wynn.
And I've seen your butt, Wynn,
guys,
and I'm telling you.
The last show you did was so cool with Don, because you guys are so real, you know? If you want to scratch a wart and tell Don to fuck off, you're going to do it. Don wants to say something, you're going to talk. It's a reality show. It's so real. It's like real people.
You're just talking, you know what I mean?
Serious, Wynn. It's wonderful. Your show is my favorite thing to listen to on BBS.
Well, thank you so much.
I'm serious. I love it.
You know, I just sent out an invitation. You know, Don's, you heard our last argument where I said, Don violated my free will because he didn't ask me.
I love that. I loved it. I loved it.
So now I sent out an invitation to all the hosts that I said, if you want to be on our show, just show up. Don't call. Don't schedule it. Just listen to our insanity and be ready to be human.
Yeah.
And then I just called Don up. I said, I didn't run that by Don. I said, Don, I hope I didn't violate your free will by doing that.
Hey, guys.
Come
out here, man. Help me out. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Man, I got people that are drawn around me at work. I mean, last night when I went out, there were people outside waiting for it to show up. They're out there waiting for it to show up, and I hadn't even arrived yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel I feel like I'm about to, I feel like a butterfly coming out of a chrysalis or something, man. I have this anxious, and Don can tell you, it's a passion. I mean, it's urgent.
Well, didn't I tell you to try some meditation technique? And
yes,
then,
sir, yes, sir. That's when the Native American lady came to me on the TV screen inside my eyelids.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, I seen every ship and shape of every color and size you can imagine just darting across my eyelids like it was a nighttime sky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've seen faces. I've seen one face in particular. It was a pointy chin gray, and I've never seen those before. I've never seen an entity of any type. I've only seen the craft.
Right.
And the craft come near my house. They're coming near my workplace. They seem to be waiting for me whenever I go outside for work.
Yeah.
Hey, well, don't assume they're positive. Really, check it out really carefully.
Say that again?
I said, don't assume that that it's positive. I mean, unless you don't care. But
I feel positive about it. I feel very good.
Yeah. Okay.
But, I mean, if you got anything that could help me, I greatly appreciate it, because you've helped me so far, and so far, so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank you.
In one of the channeling questions that I asked, I don't know if you know anything, you know, if a channeling is credible or not, you have to take it and read the history of it and read my experience to decide if it's trustworthy. And even then, you have to consider it.
Everybody should, shouldn't they, Wynn?
Well, I think you're a great channeler, man.
Pardon me?
I think you're really good at it.
I'm not a great channeler. It's my personal relationships that are great channels.
Well, yeah, I know your girlfriend and all that, but I think you got a little bit of that in your blood, too.
Well, I'm a better salesman than I am a channeler.
I wouldn't say that.
I bought it.
You know, they gave me a story so that I'd be able to have some kind of great story to tell people.
Yeah.
So that, you know, so you know, it's hard to break into people's reality systems with this stuff.
Yeah, but you do it. You do it so well.
Yeah, you're brilliant.
You're adept, man.
Well, thank you.
Hey guys, is anybody on the East Coast with right now?
There's a lot of people on the East Coast. They're just not here.
California out here.
Is anybody aware of the total lunar eclipse that's going to happen this Saturday and Sunday? Is anybody aware of that other than me?
I've heard about it.
Yeah, well, it's going to happen. I mean, we're having some bad weather out here, so I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to see it or not. But the March 4th is my baby sister's birthday, and she's got cervical cancer. And, if anybody can send out any kind of positive vibrations towards her, I'd greatly appreciate
it. How old is she?
Listen, I'll make a suggestion to you. Okay?
Is she 6 years old? How old is she?
I'm sorry?
How old is she, six?
She just turned 32. She'll be 32 on Sunday.
Mm.
Who's that asking that?
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Who is asking that question about their sister?
My sister has cervical cancer, and her birthday is this weekend.
No, but what's your name?
My name is Joe.
Joe.
Joe Gardner.
Joe, I do a conference call 7 days a week, and I got people that are just, you know, I'm talking to these two group souls, and I started this conference call a year ago, and I asked them, I said, would they be on the call and work with people? And they said they would. So when we do these conference calls, you know, there's this point where there's like kind of healing with prayer therapy, and the people are having fucking miracles happen for them.
Yeah.
We've been checking in regularly.
Group energy can do it.
If you want to check in and put your sister in the light, that's what I call it, you know, there's miracle after miracle that's happening, and I can't promise anything, but it's worth a shot.
What's the number she can call?
You should probably call Joe. Not her, at least the first time. You see, if you have a connection with it,
okay,
then invite her, okay?
Because, yes,
you know, it's pretty wild. And if a person, how can I say it? If a person checks in and they don't have any background in woo-woo things.
You're trying to create a good energy.
Their mind could shut it out. But in any case, the number is 218-936-1100.
1100?
Yeah, and the PIN is 375-25-pound.
375-25-pound.
I saw that on that same stall, too.
And it's on Monday. I do it on Monday at 6 p.m. Two other people do it on Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
And I'm talking, they do it, don't they?
And then we do it from Wednesday through Sunday for like 20 minutes every night.
So if you're going to do it...
At 7 p.m.
7 p.m. is great.
And how does this work?
Just call in on a Monday when I'm moderating, and you'll pick it up, okay?
When you see it move, we
either read a channeling, and occasionally we've had a live channeling, or sometimes I play a tape of the channeling, but their energy comes in on the channeling. Whatever we do, their energy comes in, and it's kind of like, if I try to explain it in terms, it's like everyone on the call connects their high selves together if they're open to it, you know, if they're not resisting it. and there's a group energy that forms. And then the group souls connect with the group energy of that we're creating. And then what happens is we send the light to individuals for prayers, etc. And so they connect through you to the person. In other words, they're paying attention to the whole process. And so, you know, if it's in the highest good for some kind of intervention to occur, it can happen. And it's through the group energy that we get their energy attached to our energy. So it becomes a huge celestial group energy. And, you know, people who are checking into the call feel all this light in their rooms. And I mean, they've gone through personal transformations. I mean, I've been doing it for a year. And I started this as like an experiment. Let me see if this will work. And I haven't even talked about it too much, because I wanted to be confident that it was real, that, you know, it's so far out that, you know, it's not something that, until I saw the empirical evidence in other people's lives, and it's pretty phenomenal. So check it out and see if you have a resonance with it, because it's a great tool that you can recommend to other people. There's no charge for them. You know, people that are going through heavy changes in their lives, it's like an anchor point every day that they can kind of come back to and recenter themselves in this great energy.
Huh.
So.
Well, I mean, and I just talked to her, and today, and I hadn't spoken to her in a couple of weeks, and she told me some things I wasn't aware of. She says she's a practicing pagan, because for some reason I told her, because she was crying and she was upset about having her cervix, you know, part of it removed. And for some reason I told her she needed to go to the most sacred place she could find, find the closest Native American friend she could find, and get grounded. Sit on the earth and draw your energy out of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I wanted to tell her that, but I felt like I needed to tell her that she could heal her own self. And you know what? I had to pull the plug on my own father. He died of kidney failure and two heart attacks in a row. And I had to lay my hands on him and try to pull whatever pain was in him out of him through my hands. I would massage him. I would touch his kidneys. And I didn't know why I was doing it, but I felt like it was the right thing to do. Yesterday, this man that's a friend of mine who runs the community center where I lift weights and run at, he was talking about having a heart catheter. He's 480-something pounds. He's a big guy. He's well-educated. Mm-hmm. But I put my hand on his heart, and I told him what I had seen, and I told him it was for him also. I said, this is for you. This is for me. This is for all the good people with the goodness in your hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think we lost Dr. Bell.
I mean,
Bell.
I just felt like I needed to touch
Dr.
him.
Dr. Bell.
Like I need to put my hand on his heart.
Dr. Bell,
yeah.
Did we lose you?
No. I'm going to sign out. Let you guys talk.
And now, see, we lost him. No, I'm good. I'm good.
No.
Dr. Bell, you know what I really want?
I need to say something to everybody, and I got to go to bed because I got to get up early in the morning.
Yeah.
Who needs to sleep?
No. I want to because I need to take a break. I need to meditate.
Yeah.
Anyway, just listen, everybody, and I'm going to sign off now.
Okay.
Joe, well, you're doing wonderful work. You're amazing. You're intuitively doing the right thing. I think you should talk to Wynn a little bit. Wynn, I just want to tell you, of all the hosts on BBS Radio, you got the biggest heart in my mind. You are in my heart, too. You are the greatest heart chakra of BBS Radio, Winfrey. I love your show. I love what you say. I love your emotions. You don't hold back or hold anything back. I'm one of your biggest fans. I love your prayer at the end of the show. Don, I love you because you're all screwed up.
That's right. And I love you because...
I'm out.
Because I'm all screwed up.
Fred, I'm glad someone else has the courage to tell him besides me.
It's a privilege being in your presence. I really appreciate you for being here now.
Dr. Bell? Dr. Bell?
Amigo.
He went. He left us.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you the first thing that happened to me.
Oh, now I can actually turn your line down to match ours.
Joe, I'll tell you the first thing that happened to me with all this healing stuff.
Really?
That is, you know, in 2002, you know, I had that thing where relationship X spontaneously started the channel, and they just said, ask us questions. They didn't give me messages. They didn't tell me to do anything. So, you know, I was in the process of writing the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And yeah. So I started asking questions, and they were giving me the same answers as were coming through the other group's soul in the book. And I said, oh, my God, do I have this right, or do I don't know. And so at a certain point, I asked them, I said, can you guys predict a newspaper headline? Because how do I know my girlfriend wasn't just tapping into some schizoid part of herself and doing this? So then they said, watch for this headline in 2 weeks. 2 weeks later, there was the headline. Okay, so I said, okay, I got a real source. I don't know if I trust it or not, but I'll just keep asking questions, taping all the answers, and I'll make my decisions over time. Well, in the course of asking questions, I asked a question about my sister who had lupus. Mm-hmm. And I said, can you guys give me some recommendation of something that would help my sister? Mm-hmm. And they said, my sister had lupus because she used her disease to get attention and that she tended to drain people's energies. And then they said in 3 months, she would face a decision where she was going to have to choose whether to live or to die. Now, I mean, I'm just sitting there saying, what do I do with this information? I mean, how do I know it's true? You know. So 3 months later, my sister, her husband calls me and says, Joanne's going in the hospital, and they don't think she's going to make it. And I said, immediately, she had a cancer, huge cancer tumor. So we did a channeling, and I asked them if they could help. Now, who I was talking to identified themselves as the Council of Elohim, which was a group soul. If you look it up on the Internet, it says they were the creator God of this realm. They were the God of the Old Testament. And so I asked them, is this the same Elohim? And they said, yes, it is. And I said, I don't know if I believe this. Why should I believe this? So I'll just keep asking questions and go along for the ride.
So we
did a channeling when my brother-in-law said she was going in the hospital and they didn't think she would make it. I asked them, I said, can you help my sister? And they said, I can't start to cry when I tell the story, man. They said they would help. So my sister survived the operation, and I'm thinking it's got to be some coincidence. I can't believe that because I'm talking to this voice that my sister is alive. So a few weeks later, she had to go in for tests to see if the cancer was gone. And so the nurse who was doing the test said, the cancer is completely gone, but there's something wrong with the test because we can't measure your lupus, and lupus never disappears. So they tested her a couple more times, and there was no lupus in her test. So she had a fucking miracle, and it had to be because of the intervention of this group
of
soul.
That's amazing.
So then, you know, I'm sitting there saying, well, how am I supposed to work this? How can I use this for the benefit of people? And when I started the conference call, I asked them, I said, so will you be on the conference call and help people that need help if it's in the highest good for that to happen? And they said they would. And so this has been going on now for a year, and there's been so many situations of people that have had amazing, remarkable things happen to them. The people that have been on the conference line, I have like four people that are volunteering full time that have, you know, that can afford to do it, to be putting this work out and getting it to other people. I mean, you know, it's kind of amazing. And I'm just sitting here watching it happen. And it's a little bit scary for the responsibility of it, because I have to stay really, really, how can I say it? Out of ego, whatever, to stay in the middle of it and keep it happening.
Tell me how do I access? What was the name again?
Interesting.
I gave you the phone number, right? Did you get the phone number?
Phone number. Okay. Yes, I wrote that down.
That's the phone number. What city are you in? Where are you?
I'm in Huntington, West Virginia.
Okay, so it's 9 o'clock. Wow, 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 wow.
And now it's like a
wow.
2:33.
Yeah. So we're doing them every night, and I mean, if you feel the energy on the line, if you connect with the energy of it,
mm-hmm.
I mean, as often as you want, because you know it builds the energy. You see, they have to connect. You know, your energy has to be involved. It's not like an you have to connect with the energy of the wine. And the energy flows through.
Well, that is cool. You guys aren't hearing that, are you?
What was that?
Did you guys hear all that?
Were you doing some type of a call or something, some mating call or something? What was that?
No, you guys did hear that, but I thought I put a special effect to it, but I can't tell whether it went over the air with a special effect or not or what. I don't know. Who knows?
You sound like a howler monkey on the line. What was that, man? What are you guys, you're playing in my head now.
No, actually, I was trying to put some special effect over the air, and I don't know if I made it. I don't think I did. I might have. It's a little strange. I'm trying to, like, if I hit, yeah. Oh, somebody's calling.
You know what? It might sound weird, but I beat my chest in the afternoon when I lift weights. I yell like Tarzan, and that feels good. So I could do that for you right now. You might feel that, but I mean, but it feels good.
Yes, you're on the air.
I mean, I felt what you were doing, but
who are we talking to?
But it was good.
Someone else is on the air with us.
All right.
Hey, Don, we disconnected. What'd you do?
Oh, well, I just put you back on the air, but I'm glad it's you.
How do you like the artwork, Don?
You know, what kind of artwork?
Yeah.
Oh, the artwork you sent. Oh, my gosh, man, you are an artist. I wish I'd have met you 2 years ago only because I'd have had a project for you.
Oh, well, hey, anything you want, I'll do just for you.
Oh, this would have been a good one, but that's years ago. But, gee, you're an artist of the caliber I was looking for at the time. My aunt is an artist, too. She paints on petrified wood and mushrooms and things, but she's excellent. And she sells them, though. I mean, her artwork, she'll put together a petrified mushroom. She'll sell it for $120,000, you know, depending on the size and the artwork.
Hey, Don and Joe, I'm going to hang up, okay?
And then some she'll make nothing, you know.
Where are you going, man?
Hey, where are you going, Wim?
Well, I said what I had to say.
So when you're done saying what you got to say, hang up? Got it. Sorry.
I got to go home. I got all this work to do.
Hey, I hear you, man.
Okay, brother.
All right. I love you.
Love you, too.
Be good.
I love you.
God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
And everyone who happens to be, do we have listeners now?
I think my mother's listening.
Your mother?
She's always listening.
Oh, she loves you. That's sweet.
All right.
And I'm sure that's, you know, besides my mother, possibly, well, I'm listening, so, hey.
Okay. Well,
I hear you.
We got two listeners, right?
We got two.
Hey, Joe, check into the Don and Wynn show sometime. You know, I just sent an email out. I invited all the hosts to don't schedule yourself. Just call up. I mean, if we happen to have something in particular that we're scheduled, we won't answer the phone. But normally, Don and I need help. Because otherwise we fight with
and
each other the whole hour.
That's right. We can actually answer the phone now, believe it or not. I can actually answer the phone and be on at the same time.
We had Troika on last week.
Troika.
And it was really fun. I mean, you know, just be prepared not to be interviewed in a normal way, okay? Just you have to participate in our particular insanity and then what you do will end up showing up, but not in a normal kind of like, you know, how can I say it? Like, oh, we have Joe for our guest tonight. Joe, what would you like, you know, what do you, you know, it won't be like that.
Well, I think you did a great job saying it.
Say that again?
You did a great job what?
I didn't hear that. My girl was kissing me. She's like, oh.
Hey, be happy. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
She's feeling the love, man. I'm telling you, she's feeling the love. It's been a rough week and a half after, like, these four sightings in a row, and she's starting to feel the love now.
Yeah, yeah. It's something about them saucers, man.
So Joe, just I was going to share this with you, and I'll share it with you, and then I'll hang up. You know, in the channelings, when I asked about the, you know, the extraterrestrials that are visiting us, I mean, basically what they said was, now remember, channel information can't be totally quoted as true, so draw your own conclusions, but I got a feeling it's accurate. They said 30% of the ET visitors were what you could call service to self, and they have an agenda. 30% were service to others and are actually here for our upliftment, and the remaining are neutral.
That's
kind
a
of
neat.
Just,
that's a neat little pie, isn't it?
Hanging out.
Isn't that just beautiful? Third, divvied right up, right, just somewhere down there in the thirds category. I love it.
So just don't assume that something
you got to remember. Yeah.
Shows up that it doesn't have an agenda. That's positive. You know, really put things. Just because, you know, I mean, you needed every kind of connection like this, every kind of contact. I mean, I would suggest really, really apply kind of a neutrality to it and, you know, evaluate it over time.
Yes.
That's my suggestion. That's what I had to do with my own channelings because even the negative sources, and I've asked this question, even the negative sources can project energy into this realm. They can be very, how can I say it?
Deceitful.
Deceitful. I mean, in one channeling, they said the negative will do anything it can to appear positive.
Exactly.
So, you know, I don't even trust, you know, when it comes to this level of understanding, I don't even trust myself to say, I'm sure this is positive because it's felt good. It's kind of like a salesman who is a great salesman. Once he takes your money, you don't hear from him anymore. But, you know, while he's wanting to close the deal, he'll be very, very charming and personable. And, you know, it's you know, you have to get taken quite a few times or a few times before you learn to spot that. So, you know, the negative groups don't necessarily look like the devil.
So when do you think, when do you think that we're going to start seeing some form of a landing?
I haven't asked that question. I don't know the answer.
Is it one?
I mean, I myself personally.
No, I could tell you a lot of theories and a lot of what other people do.
I would be really careful about a landing, you know, just because it's a landing doesn't mean it's positive, you know?
Well, right. I'm just saying, what do they say as far as a timeline? What do you think? It's nothing for me to shy away from. I don't shy away from anything. I certainly have a timeline I have in mind. I think I have a timeline that might fit.
I'd have to ask a question about it. I don't even know if they'll answer. Because
they might not. I mean,
you know, first of all, there's a lot of probability vortexes, you know, and that, you know, there's no absolute anything.
I understand that, don't we all? You know, you're talking to adults. So, yeah give them, pose the question to the Ra.
Okay, let's
LO him.
If I'm in the right mood, I'll ask the question and see what they say, you know?
Yeah, you know, if it's up to you.
Carla Rucker said something, and she, you know, with her regards to channeling,
right,
she says something, you know, the best questions should be true 10,000 years from now as they are now. And
you mean the best answers?
The best answers. But,
right,
you know, if you're asking questions and you try to get really, really specific information, you can start let's just suppose, you know, you've had these people. You've had people on your show, and I don't want to name names, but people that could do all this phenomena to get attention. And, you know, the positive sources, in general, as far as I know, I won't say this absolutely for certain, but, you know, in general, phenomena causes attention for the wrong reasons. And it's like if somebody's creating phenomena, they may be a tip-off that it may not be a positive source. Like Ra said in one of the channelings, the most we can hope to do is to create a state of seeking in your peoples. Because it's in seeking and reaching that you connect interdimensionally. In thinking you have answers and you know things and you see miracles, you can give your power up very, very easily. And giving your power up is exactly what a negative source would want you to do, where you say, tell me what to do, tell me what to do, tell me what to do. What should I do this? Should I do that? And when you start going into that kind of questioning, if you have a source that's giving you answers and says, we say do this, we say do that.
When you're correct, I truly believe you're correct in this. However, my question doesn't fall in that category. Because to me, the answer doesn't, you know, to me, the answer is, I have an answer I'm comfortable with. So to me, any answer wouldn't really matter. What audience.
No, I'm just giving general guidelines on how to evaluate.
I mean, remember Gold? You remember Earth Sister? Malachari,
no.
Nancy Malachari, Earth Sister. Do a Google search on Earth Sister, Nancy Malachari. She's a, you know, I think she's from.
Is she a
Yes, and I believe she is, and I believe, and I believe she believes she is, and maybe I forget what the name of her website is, but check it out. And she believes, I think, that Japan will see the first connecting wave sometime in 2009, and I have a feeling. Personal feeling, and this is just my own feeling. I think that, you know, that they are going to make connections to slowly, slowly, you know, slowly in parts of the areas of the world and so on, integrate in a very soft, very balanced, very fun, very loving way.
Well, we'll see, because, you know, people will tend to give up their power to a source that lands. And I'm not sure.
I don't know. I don't know. Yes, I think the problem is in the earth, on this planet, a lot would. I think we're still at that mentality that a lot would.
Yeah.
Give up their power to that saucer.
I agree.
I mean, in my channelings, I've asked questions where they said some of the things that come as miracles, like where people see Jesus in a piece of ice or something.
Yes,
are from negative sources that are using the whole Jesus thing in order to lead people in the wrong direction.
Yeah, well, of course.
Mm-hmm. So you know, you have to like look with your heart really carefully with the resonance of it. Don't get excited just because something happens.
Look with your heart. I like that phrase.
Yeah.
When particularly lately, I've been doing some meditations and like calling in the Ra and the Elohim energies.
Yeah.
And I gotta tell you, when they're so tangible and so powerful and so fantastic, and they're there anytime you ask now if you sit back quietly. And it's remarkable. I mean, they are almost like, they're there. I mean, I know that. It's just, I can't quite describe how I would put that to somebody else because the knowing, the feeling, the understanding and everything, they are there. They've localized their energy to meet you.
You can feel their energy in your space, and then they start uplifting you.
Oh.
As a light energy.
Almost like a giddiness and a very, very beautiful energy that takes every, it actually hits every molecule or every something in your body because it starts to, everything in your body at that point gets that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And you know, Don, the people that have been on, you know, on the conference calls, we talked about putting it on BBS and they were excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll do that.
Well, let me tell you what's coming.
On Mondays.
You know, I'm believing by tomorrow, I'll have this late night schedule perfectly balanced, all four lines, conferencing and call-ins, everything working. we'll be tying in Pal Talk, and we hope to make it interactive so that Pal Talk people can actually interact with people that call in from our phone lines. I mean, you think that's bizarre, but I actually believe we can do it. And as nutty as that seems, because believe me, if you wrap your mind around it for just a second, you realize even closely how nutty that can be. And we'll have Skype capabilities, conference lines for people can phone when they're traveling. Or they just want to phone in a number, and we'll be flash streaming all sometime in the next couple of days, and we'll have another stream going, and soon, in April, we hope to roll out, you know, the other wonderful. You guys read the 8.5-page newsletter that I sent out, right? You read that, Wynn, right? Oh, good. It only went out to the hosts, you know. That doesn't go. You know, I like to keep hosts really, really informed, especially host, only because I love them. I want the energy to be as powerfully beautiful as it can be.
I agree. Don, can I ask you a question, brother?
Yes.
Man, I mean, I feel very connected to whoever these people are that are up there, man, and I've got people drawn around me. I've ran into so many people. Even that security guard I spoke to spoke of a sighting he had had. And here's a funny thing. He was in a terrible accident this weekend. He completely totaled his truck. His girlfriend has a broken back. And two other members of her family are in critical condition, in severe condition in the hospital. And he didn't get a scratch on him. All he got is a bruised face. And, man, I feel like, would it be safe or... would it be a good idea to, you know, for lack of a better words, to call down whomever is...
Now, remember what I said to you the first time. When you do this, you call in protection. You know that you're protected.
Okay.
And then you go in fearless. Because once you start, if you're really entertaining fears and worries, man, you want to maximize that potential, go for it. But that's really what it's not about, in my opinion.
Joe?
Yes.
Like, you should ask me, and anyone's listening that happens to be listening, I have 70 pages of questions and answers with the Elohim. And just email me and I'll send it to you. Because you'll get a resonance with them as you read this, okay?
Okay.
It's, I ask questions like, how do they work with us? How do they create this realm? What are earth changes that we might expect? But more than anything, that it's you'll start, you know, you start to connect with their energy as you read it. And if you want to connect with the energy of the other group's soul, the Ra group, read my book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, because there's stuff that's presented here that is so fucking, pardon my language, we're on the air, that is so far out, and it's hard for the conscious mind to integrate it in terms of what's actually happening from a celestial perspective on our planet. And, you know, the stuff that I'm putting out is so coherent, and it gives perspectives on stuff that you'll never figure out for yourself. Quite frankly, if I wasn't sitting in the middle of this, having this experience...
Do you know that we could, if you wanted to, we could run this tape this Saturday, Wynn, and you and I could then also talk while it's running?
Well, we'll see.
But then
we will both have Joe just call us up on Saturday, and we'll just talk on Saturday with Joe.
All right.
You want me to call you on Saturday? But you know something about the Elohim?
Usually
on the show, I don't emphasize this stuff because Don and I have to argue a little bit or, you know, be offensive to each other. I put it in a little bit, but not like as the major thing of this. Occasionally, I mean, we've had live channeling on the show. And when we've actually done things which are unprecedented in terms of stuff that has we've put into the public that is really rare, and but you know you got to go through a period of skepticism and scrutiny. You can't just believe it blindly, because if you believed it blindly, even if it's true, it just turns it into another religion, you know?
That's right.
So
keep
so
it fluid.
Like
keep
to,
the truth
you
fluid.
To, you have to integrate it to where you make some
you
kind
know,
of connection energetically.
When, how's this sound? You know, some guy calls up out of the blue today. Some guy, you know, and he had this list of questions. He starts reading off the questions to me one after another, after another, after another, and I answered him. I just thought, what the heck? Maybe he wants to know the answers. I'll tell him what my opinion is. But you know, one of the great questions he had asked was just what you were talking about, Wynn.
Mm-hmm. What's that? How do you trust this stuff?
Well, you know, I told him, it's really all about, you know, my opinion and what I get and what I gather.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, what truth is it's fluid for me.
Yeah.
You know, and it really is, because I don't want to lock myself into any matrix. I'm always open to a higher truth because, yeah, I'm always expanding, learning, keeping aware, wondering, and trying to, you know, do the next right step. So really, yeah.
Well, you know, the one matrix that you can lock yourself into is that it's all one. There's no higher matrix than that. And, you know, it's easy to say that, but then to experience it in your daily life where nothing comes to you that you're not separated from, you start to understand what that means.
Yeah, I agree.
You know? But that's not, you know, you can repeat that as a word, say, oh, we're all one, but, you know, there's no juice behind it until you know it and have integrated it as part of your matrix. Because then whatever comes to you, you recognize as being part of your matrix and you're one with it. And you understand it. And it's like, you know, it's kind of a subtle experience because you're still contracted into a human body.
Right.
And so, you know, you're still limited in your senses. But you start to grasp the energy of it all and get it on an intuitive level. And then you start to work with these guys. They'll work with you.
Right.
And they want to connect with people. They don't want to be up there and, you know, like be, we're here and you're there and we're the big guys and kiss our ass. That's not what they want. We're actually, many of us, you know, Joe, according to all my channelings,
mm-hmm.
many of the people who are doing spiritual work down here at one time were actually graduated from this level. And they actually were part of these group souls. And then this realm was so screwed up that they volunteered to come here, knowing that once you got here, you would forget why you came. And many of the people who have, like, you know, psychic abilities and healing abilities are actually, have gone through many lifetimes, and many of them screwed up, including me, where they got stuck in this realm. And because once you're here, the reality systems are so persuasive that there's
not... that's a good way of putting it. The reality systems are so persuasive. I like that.
Yeah. So, you know...
call this year... I said to... sorry to interrupt, but I said to Robert before I forget, I had to... because I forgot it earlier. You know, this interviewer asked me what 2007 was, and I said, well, 2007 is it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and what is it? Well, it is integration and transformation. It. 2007's it.
So this is the
integration,
year.
Transformation.
That's what mm-hmm. I'm...
And 2008, I think, will bring that fulfillment
mm-hmm.
To where it 2008 is going to be, I think, an interesting year. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's when many things become known that were otherwise unknown.
Yeah, well, you know what? Regardless of predictions,
but I think at a massive scale.
Anybody right now can change their vibration and start changing the vibration of everything around them. And
I changed my vibration.
I believe that.
Yeah.
So listen, I'm hanging up. Joe, it's nice meeting you. Take care.
I'm on full now, baby.
And Don.
I'm on. Yeah.
I'll talk to you Saturday, if not sooner.
All right, you got it. Joe?
Mm-hmm.
You have a great one, my friend.
Believe me, too?
Yes. When?
Well, they'll talk to me for a minute. He already hung up.
He hung up. Once he's done, he's gone.
Hey.
All right. Yeah.
You're not going to hang up on me right away, are you?
Well, I got to get the archives done. They got to go up and be there by tomorrow morning. So I do got to run, only because it's going to take me a couple hours yet to get caught up.
Okay, well, I appreciate everything you've helped me with, brother. I really do.
You know, I love you. And
I just can't express how much I really appreciate you being here now.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
God bless you. I hope you enjoyed my artwork. Did you read my journals and my stuff I sent you?
I haven't. I've just read the, looked at the artwork, but I was going to start reading it. I just haven't had the time to, but I will. I'm looking forward to it.
I mean, this stuff is just coming to the surface every day. Every time I write something, it starts coming back more. I mean, it's like a boomerang.
Yeah.
It keeps coming back.
Let it come.
I'm writing it down for posterity. You know,
you bet. Let it flow.
I feel like it's the beginning of a great adventure, man. I'm ready to break out of my skin. I have this constant feeling of goosebumps
I like to call those triggers. It's triggers. You're feeling kundalini energies, triggers. Triggers are when energies get high enough in your genetic coding that it starts to jump your DNA. It starts to trigger. It starts to change you. You become more open. More absorbing. More, I don't know. And more in tune. More aware. Yeah. And you're hitting your triggers.
Well, that's that clear-headed, hyper-aware feeling I've been having. I feel it. And I know it sounds kind of occultish or whatnot, but dude, I got people at work coming around me and just like looking at me like I'm some kind of movie star. So I mean, I'm not that it's my ego that's getting, you know, all this, but it feels good soul-wise. I feel it on a
You feel vindicated.
I'm sorry?
You feeling vindicated?
Well, in a way, but I feel like I'm bringing people to where they need to be.
You know, you are doing that, and I truly believe that this is going to be an ongoing unfolding and a continuous situation for you.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree, Brother Don. Well, I appreciate you being here right now, and to you all good things, my friend.
Always a pleasure. Always.
And I'll talk to you sometime later this week. Maybe I'll call in, and maybe I'll have my baby sister, because, man, please, you know, send out a prayer, send out what you think you might help.
You got it. I will.
She goes into surgery tomorrow, and she needs it, man. She really does. And her birthday is Sunday, and it's going to be the total lunar eclipse from the East Coast. If anybody's listening, please go out and look.
Well, you make sure you tell your sister.
And you might see something interesting in that eclipse. You know what I mean? It might be the 10th star of the new moon. It might be the day of the fishes. I don't know what it is, but it's coming, baby. Yep. It's coming. It's here now.
That's right. Well, hey, thank you. And I really appreciate you calling in, and to all our listeners out there in BBS land, thank you for putting up with us once again. I know this isn't our regularly scheduled hour, but I was testing equipment, volumes, left, right, panning. You know, I got a bunch of new toys here, and we need to just test them out and make sure everything's crystal clear for you, the listener, because why? We do love you. We really do. So
I love everybody out there listening right now, and if you feel the love, spread it around, baby, and spread it thick.
That's right. Thank you. And tune in to BBS Radio, folks. We love you, and good
night.
All right.
Bye-bye, everybody. I'm a movie star.
I love you.